We're learning Maseches Bava Kamma. We're about to begin the fourth perek, the fourth chapter, with the first Mishnah. Hope everybody's ready. This Mishnah, in order to understand it, we need to preface with a dispute, with a machlokas, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, even though their names are not mentioned in this Mishnah, but their positions are going to represent the two opinions that we find in this Mishnah. The question between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is, when you have a short tam pays only chatzi nezek. The question is, the nizik, he collects from the guf, from the body of the shore that did the damaging itself. And that's to say, if the shore is around, he's able to collect it. The shore disappears, he's unable to collect. He's only able to collect from the shore. Now the question is, what is the nature of that obligation or that ability to collect? So Rabbi Shmuel understands that the nizik, the person who received damage, his ability to collect from the shore is that he's a balchov. He is somebody who has a lien against the shore. He is he's owed money. It's a monetary obligation that the owner of the shore, the mazik, has. It can be fulfilled through the body of the shore. But really, he could pay off that chov also with money. But he can't get money beyond the value of the shore itself. Rabbi Akiva, however, is of the opinion that the nizik, the person whose shore was damaged, he becomes a shutaf, he becomes a partner in the shore that did the damage. And his partnership is up to the amount that's owed to him. There's one other point that we should preface, and that is to say, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that he's considered to be a balchov. The halacha is that if a balchov is owed money and he takes an item belonging to the person who owes him money, that he as a mashkon, as he takes it as a collateral against what's owed him, he becomes a shomer sachar. He becomes a paid watchman, and therefore he's liable for the loss that might happen to that item through geneva, through theft, through aveda, if it gets lost. But he's liable for that item. He's considered a shomer sachar on that item if he's holding on to that item. Now let's begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shivarim ze'achar ze'. If you have an ox that gored four or five oxen, one after the other. Now, we're still talking about a shor tam. Now, the problem is, once the shor has damaged other shores three times, it becomes a muad. But that's only true when the owner of the ox that did the goring has been brought to Beis Din, has been brought to the court, and has been testified against. If that hasn't happened, even if he gores many times, if he never got warned in Beis Din, it's not considered to be a shor muad. It remains a shor tam, and that's the scenario we're talking about, even though it's gored four or five times. So if it's gored four or five times, yishalem la'achron shebahem, the very last shor, or owner of the shor that received damage, he is the one who gets paid first. V'myeshba mosar, if there is monies left over, yachzer l'shalafanov, we will then give the money to the one who preceded him, the person who got damaged before him. V'myeshba mosar, if there's any money left, yachzer l'shalafnefanov, we will then pay the person who prior to them. V'ha'achron achron niskar, and the whoever comes last, he's the one who benefits. He's the one who gets paid off first. He has the first rights. He gets paid first. Dear Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel that the Nizik is considered a Balchov, he's owed money. And we're talking about a scenario where the Nizik, he took hold of the shore that did the damage for his payment. He took it as a mashkon, and therefore he becomes a shomer sacher. He becomes responsible, the responsible party for the actions of that shore. The original owner is no longer responsible because now there's a shomer sacher, there's a paid watchman who's in charge. And therefore, the original owner, let's say you had two oxen, one was worth $200, the other one is worth $200, and the short tam damages the $200 one, so he's owed $100, chatzi nezek. So the original owner, he maintains the rights to $100. The shomer, the person who was damaged, who grabbed the shor, he's a shomer sacher, so his $100 is sort of up for grabs now, because he's responsible for this shor. And therefore, the first person to get paid is the person, last person to get damaged. And if there's anything left over, he can get that. But the first $100 that was belonged to the original owner, that's off the table. He maintains that. And the next person to get after that $100 is the last person to get damaged. If there's something left over, the person before him gets paid. Now we'll have the opposing viewpoint of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shor Shavah Masayim, Shenogach Shor Shavah Masayim, in the scenario we described before, where a shor worth 200, gores one worth 200, Ein Hanavela Yafaklum, and the carcass is not worth anything, so we are dealing simply with the $100 that's going to be owed, the Chatzi Nezek that's going to be owed to the owner of the shor that got killed. Zen Notomana, Vizo Notomana. One of them, the first one, will get 100, and the person who got theirs will get 100. They split it. That's the standard case of Chatzi Nezek. However, Chazar v'Nogach Shor Acher Shava Masayim, if then that shor goes out and damages another shor that's worth $200, Acher Notomana, the last person, like we mentioned even in Rabbi Meir's opinion, that last one gets 100. However, but the one before him, the two previous people, the original owner of the shore and the first person to be damaged, they're going to split the last $100. Meaning to say, according to Shimon's opinion, the first owner is not off the hook, because we don't look at the person who got damaged as a balchov. Rather, we look at the two people as partners. They're partners in this shore that did damage. And therefore, if the shore that did damage does damage again, they have to split the responsibility. Therefore, they have to pay the $100 to the last person who received the damage, and then they split the remainder between the two of them. So also, it continues, the chazer v'nogach shor acher shav masayim, if then the original shor goes and damages another one that's worth 200, ha'acher notamana, again, the last person to get damaged gets the full $100, the shalafanov, and the one before him gets chamishim zuz, he'll get 50%, he'll get $50 of the remaining $100, Ushnaim Harishonim, and the first two, they get Dinar Zav. They only get a Dinar Zav, which is the equivalent of 25 zuz apiece. So if you have Reuven's shore damages, or gores, Shimon's shore, Reuven's shore then subsequently goes in and damages gores to Levi's shore, and then subsequent to that, Reuven's shore damages Yehuda's shore. So Yehuda, the last one, he's going to get Chatzi Nezek, which is half of what he's owed, which is the full $200 for 200 zuz that he lost. So he'll get 50% of that, he'll get 100. That's because we look at him as a shutif in that shore. And for him, he's a shutif, he's a partner, and he gets the 50%. Now, the Levi, the one who got damaged before him, he's a partner in the $100 that's left, and therefore he gets 50. And the last two are partners in what's left, and that is in the 50, and therefore they each get 25 zuz apiece.